and welcome Mr. Scott Walker to the Sunday service this afternoon. Hello, Scott.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here. Good to see you. It's going to be strange talking to you like this because we're friends, you know. And
yeah, we'll see might not be at the end of
That's true.
You scuppered my first question there, actually, because I was going to ask you what epizootics meant, but you said you weren't using it in the normal sense, so I'll miss that one out.
Okay.
Because what I was thinking as I was listening to that, I know that you couldn't be in the room because you're quite uncomfortable listening to work that you've done, aren't you? Or is it
because, as I see it from the beginning to the very end. Mm. So the mixing process, everything else, I'll hear something. I think, oh, God, I should have done that, or I should have tweaked that, or whatever. So it's a long haul. So by the end of it, it takes me a few years before I can listen to anything if I do, you know.
Mm. I suppose you kind of carry it around in your head for a long time, don't you?
Yeah. So. Oh, of course. Yeah. And too long.
I was thinking as I was listening to it there, it kind of works a bit like almost like you're listening to a play or something. You know, it's painting pictures. There are different sections and stuff like that. Is that something that you're trying to do?
No. I'm not trying. It's just the way it comes to me when I'm writing. As you know, I go on deathlessly about this. I start with the lyrics, and I just try to match all the sounds, or as you famously said, and I've used your term ever since, dress the song. Mm. I remember you explaining about my work. It really, the lyric is dictating everything. So if that's the spacing it's calling for, if it's a theatrical spacing in the end, that's just how it turned out.
One thing that I realized, you mentioned that obviously we have worked together. You produced a Pulp record quite a few years ago now. But one thing that I noticed during the making of that record was that during quiet times in the studio, often you would go into the main room and start playing on the piano. And I'd think, oh, I wonder what he's doing. And then I'd kind of sneak in. And you'd be playing like two notes very near to each other, like so that you get that kind of interference thing between the notes.
Sort of dissonance.
Yeah. It was at that point that I realised that those sounds really appeal to you. It's a kind of a strange question, but do you know why that is? Why that kind of turns you on listening to those kind of things?
It's not always the case, but I guess I'm always trying to get in between the cracks some way, so I kind of figured we'd a way to get in between those two notes, you know, like microtonic stuff. And it might have been, I was doing it at that time because I was thinking of working on something, writing something, and maybe you just caught me, you know, when I was cogitating.